The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, something like this is an absolute epic fail. And I don't know why I... And there goes my computer. All right. Well, okay. Well, what are you going to do? Hold on a second. You know, they have this little squiggle line that allows a what's it called when you kind of do a redo? Okay, there. I'm working on my squiggle line now. No, not working. Okay. Well, we actually have a couple epic fails. This first one is where they did a study, and they found that doctors and nurses failed to wash their hands almost 40% of the time and did not perform safe injection practices a third of the time. Now, some of you guys are like, oh, well, you know what, who cares? Nobody washes their hands. You're going to care. Okay, when it has to do with your body, you will care. This was a study, I believe, out of New Mexico. And they found that doctors, nurses, and staff failed to follow guidelines for hand hygiene 37% of the time, as well as policies in place for safe injection practices 1 in 3 times. So, here we are trying to stop all these superbugs. We're trying to prevent the need to over-medicate with antibiotics. We're trying to keep you guys out of the hospital. You get into the hospital, you do what you need to, and then get out without getting sick. Meanwhile, we have a study like this comes out where we look completely stupid. Team from the University of New Mexico and the New Mexico Health Department assessed practices at 15 different outpatient facilities during the summer of 2014. So a small study, only 15 facilities, but still 15. Medical students interviewed staff working at the clinics and found 93% of recommended policies were in place across 15 centers. So my guess is one of them didn't have an appropriate policy. However, when researchers observed staff behavior, they found only 63% complied. The author said despite high levels of report of hand washing, hand hygiene education, and observed supply availability, observations of hand hygiene and aseptic injection technique showed lack of similarly high behavior compliance. So I guess these medical students spied on people, and they found that they weren't doing what they said they were doing. So, let me see here. Okay, so they looked at 14 topic areas like educational training, administrative policies. See, the administrative policies, you have a good administrator. It's in place. You have the hand sanitizers all over the place. You got plenty of supply. You have plenty of signage. You have staff training. From an administrative standpoint, you can do that part very easy. How do you get somebody to wash their hands who don't want to wash your hands? Can I just say, if any of you guys are in the medical or the health field and you don't want to wash your hands, get the hell out. Okay, I think that's stupid. Why is a medical student catching you not wash your hands? They say each student was also asked to observe 10 injections, as well as 20 hand hygiene opportunities. Of the 163 safety observations, only 66% of the preparations complied with all the recommended steps, like washing your hands, disinfecting the rubber septum. When you guys get an injection, the bottle has this little metal thing. You pull the metal thing off when it's new, and then there's a rubber, they call it a septum, which is basically a wall between the outside and the medicine. It's supposed to be airtight. The healthcare workers are supposed to clean that off with alcohol, wait till it dries, use a new needle and syringe, properly discard single-dose vials, and date the multi-dose vials upon opening. So if you have a multi-dose vial and you open it up, you need to date it because you don't want a vial sitting there for 4 months. So you want to date it and then throw it out within a few weeks. And so you have a, personally, in my office, we would just kind of throw it out after. We really didn't like to use the multi-dose vials because, you know, if you weren't doing a lot of procedures, they'd sit. So those are, I mean, and, you know, when you hear this, you're like, are you kidding me? So they didn't sterilize? They didn't use a clean needle? What was going on? My guess is the big thing they probably failed on was the dating the vials. They probably did the injection, and then they put the vial back. And but you see how then that would fall under. It sounds like they're not doing proper technique. So you, as a patient, you need to know your stuff, and you need to watch. Remember I told you in medical school we were taught not to let a person faint by watching you draw up the injectable? So you'd turn your back so they wouldn't freak out seeing the needle. You'd draw it up. Then you'd turn around, and then you'd go ahead. And I stopped doing that because I wanted patients to see that I was doing it correctly. And I'd say, look, I'm going to face you. You can close your eyes if you want to, but I want you to see that it's a brand-new needle. It's a brand-new syringe. You know, all this is new, et cetera. And so, I love transparency. I think people feel better. I think they know better. Personally, I like to watch the needle. I can't not look. I look. And it, to me, it helps, like when I get blood drawn personally as a patient. But it means you guys need to know what your rights are, and you need to know what the process is. If a nurse walks in with a syringe that's already filled up, I would say, I'd like to watch you fill up the syringe with the medicine. And if they say, no, that's not policy, I have to do it at the nurse's station, say, I want to wait because I don't know what you're injecting into me. And then, you may need to find, talk to hospitals. You should be allowed to talk to hospital administrative staff and find out what their policy is. And say, look, I hear that, throughout America, there's these places where nurses are, siphoning off your medicine and your pain medicine, and then instead injecting you with a fake medicine. I'd like to see the medicine that's being injected into me. Now, that could still be falsified. A nurse or a doctor who's evil could suck out all the pain medicine, although now they should be single dose, like ampules, but that's a whole other thing. But so they could completely suck out all the medicine, and then they could take a syringe and inject back into it saline, so that you see draw. I mean, again, if somebody is really going through all that steps, they are a real sick puppy. But ask people to wash their hands. And if a doctor or a medical provider gets all insulted, they have no business being in the healthcare field. See, me, usually what I'd do is I'd walk into the room drying my hands off so they could see that I was washing my hands. Because I didn't want the awkwardness of, can you go back and wash your hands? I did not want that. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who's working the dial. So this is discrimination at its finest, and companies are going to get away with it. Okay, cannot discriminate on race, on creed, on gender, on disability, yet smokers are being discriminated against all the time. Here's a study saying smokers have a harder time finding jobs and earn less money than non-smokers. A new study by the Stanford University School of Medicine suggests that unemployed smokers take longer to find work than non-smokers, and once smokers do land jobs, they earn less money than non-smokers. Researchers looked at 131 unemployed smokers and 120 unemployed non-smokers around San Francisco for the study that was released yesterday. Only half as many smokers, 27%, had found employment after 12 months compared to the non-smokers. And among those hired, the average person earned $5 less an hour than a non-smoker. Now, that's a lot of money. After working 32 hours a week, a $5 less an hour, all right, that is what they say, $8,300 annually. Even the research factored in sex, criminal history, alcohol and drug use, access to housing and transportation, non-smokers were still 24% more likely to land jobs than smokers. Because that was one argument. Well, maybe you have people of lower socioeconomic class that may be smoking, and so you have somebody walks in with a degree, and then, no, they already accounted for that. They already filtered all that out with the study. They say here, 40 million Americans continue to smoke. And for those of you that do smoke, you're already at risk for cancer, heart disease, stroke. So not only that, now you're having a harder time getting a job. They say you don't know if smokers have a harder time finding work or if smokers are more likely to lose their jobs. Or when non-smokers lose their jobs, they become stressed and start to smoke. So there's a lot of things that could be going on with this. And they say, according to this one study, Dr. Proshaka, he said the smokers were on average younger, less educated, and in poorer health than non-smokers, which could also influence their success in finding work. There was another study, I guess, a while back, where 52,000 construction workers were studied and found that 11% of the smokers among them were unemployed compared to 6.4% of non-smokers. So, what is it? Well, they say, well, first, maybe they smell it on you. Maybe when you're hiring or you're working, they could smell it. And maybe it, manager, so a prospective employer smells that. And so maybe they look at, and maybe they think, okay, well, you're going to be sick more because you smoke. There's going to be higher absenteeism, their healthcare costs. They have to pay more because you're a smoking employee. And so there could be that. And then you could also have some, subconscious biases that people have. Well, I smell you. If I smell you, something's wrong. You stand out. And so people who smoke, sometimes they have a smell of tobacco. And if that stands out, and you want to stand out as an employee, but you don't want to stand out in that sense. And so they say tobacco use among employees is associated with greater healthcare costs, unproductive time, and absenteeism. An employee who smokes costs private employers in the United States an estimated excess cost of $5,816 per year. Remember I told you that when I worked for the EPA, if you were a smoker, you got an extra break. You got a smoking break. So, I mean, people think about that. I mean, I don't know if the government does when they hire you, but, you know, people who smoke, they need to go and take a smoking break. And so, if they're taking those breaks on top of their already regular breaks, you're going to stand out in a negative way to your management. And then if you call out sick, if your bronchitis is worse than another person's bronchitis or your asthma flare up. Employers right now don't have a lot of options. And many agree with the rules that employers should abide by. So there is no discrimination. Right? So employers now have to pay for your health care. They get fined. They have to have breastfeeding rooms. They have to make sure they have gender-neutral bathrooms. There's all sorts of changes that employers have. So where are employers going to let off steam? They're going to let off steam by trimming where they could trim. And they're going to trim where they could trim on with a smoker. Right now, it is politically okay and sociologically okay to discriminate against smokers. We're allowed to put you in the back of a restaurant. We're allowed to put you in a separate room at an airport. Okay? We're allowed to segregate you, put you in a different part of a hotel. All right? Now, we don't look at it as segregation. We don't look at it as discrimination. We look at it as, well, it's public health. You smoke, so the smoke's going to affect other people. Non-smokers don't want to be around the smoke, so we have to separate. But it's still the act of segregation. We're still separating you. And so, we're taxing you. We are taxing you on your cigarettes. How do you isolate a smoker and tax the heck out of them? Well, you put it under the guise of taxing cigarettes. So those of you that smoke, even though I don't like you smoking, I think it is a public health hazard, and I don't want you exposing me or your family members or society to your smoke, I do have to call it like it is. You're being discriminated against. And I don't think that's fair. So I, you know, and now you're getting paid less and you're going to be less likely to get a job. Now, maybe that's an incentive for you to quit, but ask anybody to quit smoking how easy that is. It's not. And again, any of you that started smoking because you served in the military, that's not your fault. That's our fault. You have every right to smoke. You had to put your life on the line. You had to see your buddies die. All right. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, smoke it up. So you do what you want to. You get a free pass. So for those of you who smoke, realize that this is a quote-unquote forgiven form of discrimination that nobody is really seeming to fight on your behalf. And so your only option is to become a non-smoker. If you become a non-smoker, then you won't be discriminated against, tax-wise, etc. And I understand it's unfair, but unfortunately, that's the way society is, you know? I mean, you're not going to change it. And, from a health standpoint, I really would like everybody to stop smoking if we can. I just don't think this is the right way to do it, but that's how it's happening. And if you are a smoker and you think you're gonna lose your job, you need to have a good talk with your employer, you know, and let them know. I mean, you know, there's a lot of myths and stereotypes that circulate when people see somebody that smokes, okay? And many people, they just don't understand. What if smoking is your coping mechanism for a variety of things? You know, that's why you're not obese. You don't turn to food, you turn to a cigarette. This is why you are not on antidepressants or anti-anxiety medication, because you go to your cigarette every time you have a thought of being raped or the accident you were in, etc. So people a lot of times are smoking as their medicine go-to, rather than going to Prozac or Xanax or even a pain pill, they're going to nicotine. Now, why aren't we understanding that? Well, maybe there's then other forms of nicotine that they could use. Not that it's still not carcinogenic. Nicotine in and of itself could be carcinogenic. But then maybe what we need to do is allow them to, have access to nicotine in other forms. But I would, if you think you are making less money, if you think that is an issue, you need to have a sit down and go, look, you know, I don't want to be a smoker. Okay, this happened because of X, Y, and Z. I'm doing my hardest to quit, but as a result, I'm not using this medical resource, etc. And so you need to understand why I'm smoking as if it's any of your gosh darn business, and I would like to get equal pay. All right, because it's no fair that I'm getting less pay than anybody else. And yeah, maybe you will get fired, but you want to know what? Fine, leave that place. If you're getting $5 an hour less, or you're getting paid less than your coworker because you smoke, then that boss is an idiot. So I don't think it's worth your staying there anyway. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. For those of you having difficulty quitting smoking, I want you to email me at drdalia.com. We're still working with smokers. Go to DOCTORDALIA, DALIAH, .com, or email us at drdalia@hotmail.com. There are, every state has a hotline, and there's a lot of grant money that goes to nicotine replacement patches, medicines to help you quit smoking, counseling, therapy. There's going to be a time where no one is going to be there to help you. So do what you can, all right, and try to get off smoking. 1-877-DOCTALIA, don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dalia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdalia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdalia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this is the other cluster that I wanted to talk to you guys about, and it's a real shame. I just don't understand how some of these things could happen. Apparently, there's a Michigan woman who has died after going to the dentist, and this is very, very rare, but it seems like every month we're hearing somebody go to the dentist and die. Now, mind you, I mean, people are going to the dentist thousands of times a day, so it's still a very rare occurrence. But we don't want to hear these stories, okay, because we don't like going to the dentist as it is. So apparently, April Walters was 46 years old, and she died after she was supposed to be getting her teeth pulled. She went to Southfield Dental Care in Southfield, Michigan, to have 18 of her teeth pulled due to an infection. Okay, now that already tells you, though, something. That's very frightening. She's 46 years old and needs to have 18 of her teeth pulled due to an infection. Now, she had had multiple health issues, sarcoidosis, asthma, COPD. high blood pressure, diabetes. So that could explain, the diabetes could explain loss of the teeth. If she had COPD because she was a smoker, that could be another issue. And she required use of an oxygen tank, okay? She had been medically cleared to have her teeth pulled. When she arrived at the dentist, the medical assistant was concerned with her vital signs. According to Miss Walter's sister, Crystal Cutright, she told Fox 2 that her heart rate was up in the 130s, but the dentist moved forward with the procedure. Now, I don't know what he could have been thinking. When I see a heart rate of 130, I immediately think of atrial flutter or atrial fib. Maybe not atrial flutter because it's not that high, but a normal heart rate is in the 70s. So when somebody is close to twice normal of the heart rate, I think, yeah, anxiety, but I also think of an abnormal heart rhythm. And so I would not want to operate on anybody whose heart rate was up in the 130s. But then again, I'm not a dentist, so I don't know if many people walk in and are that nervous. But from a doctor standpoint, I would not, a medical standpoint, I would not be recommending anybody have a dental procedure if their heart rate is above 100. And I probably should start putting that on clearances for patients where I don't, you know, recommend you get, get a procedure. Don't do the procedure. Blood pressure is over this amount and heart rate is over this amount or lower than this amount. That's right, what I would recommend. So if any of you are medical providers out there listening, that may be a good thing to do. Anyway, so her heart rate was about 130 at the time of the procedure. The dentist did stop the procedure after 16 of the 18 teeth were pulled. Then he suggested that she get her heart checked because the heart rate was high. Cutright and her husband, James, took Miss Walters to the car. So the sister and the husband took Miss Walters to the car. But her oxygen tanks ran out. She started having difficulty breathing. So the sister went back to the dentist's office to get help. The staff brought more oxygen, but Cutright claimed that no one knew how to administer CPR. Then, according to the sister, the dentist came out, and she started yelling, "I told you to take her to the hospital." So I yelled back at her, "I have to get her in the car in order for that to happen." So I guess there was some yelling back and forth. The family is now awaiting the results of an autopsy because it appears she died in the parking lot. Carolyn Oldsley, who works at the dentist office, human resources office, told Fox 2 that we feel deeply for what happened. Our thoughts and prayers are with them. Yet Walter's family wants to know what happened. A 46-year-old woman should not die in the parking lot of a dentist's office, according to the family. So when you see something like this, I mean, immediately you're holding your head going, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. And so this is a woman who had a plethora of medical problems. And I'm very surprised that a 46-year-old woman would already have all those problems. But, it unfortunately happens. You become afflicted with diabetes. You become afflicted with sarcoidosis. You become afflicted with illnesses, and they could easily fall on top of each other, okay? Preventable diseases could be high blood pressure and diabetes, but at that age, to me, it sounds genetic. And preventable would be COPD if she was a smoker. But then again, I mean, still, even somebody who was smoking since high school, you could start having elements of COPD, but needing to be oxygen dependent, my guess is it was the sarcoidosis, which basically starts to kind of harden your tissues of your body. We'll talk about that soon. So here's a woman with multiple medical issues. Sounds like the dentist did the right thing getting her cleared, making sure a medical doctor decided that she could go ahead with the procedure. But once her heart rate was 130, if I was that dentist, I probably would have stopped. But again, we have no idea. She said, "Oh, no, I'm just nervous. Please continue." I mean, again, we don't know. I mean, we're only reading this second, third hand. So we have no idea if she's like, "Look, my heart rate's always high. Just continue." We don't know. Okay, which is also why informed consent is always important to have. And we always need to explain to the patients if they could be at risk. They did have oxygen on site, which was good. She ran low of her oxygen. Yeah, it would have been nice if somebody checked her oxygen from the family standpoint or from the nursing standpoint to make sure she had enough. I might have also recommended ER transport. Again, that might have been recommended and they refused, so they were deciding to drive her out. So I don't know if this would go into a malpractice case or not, especially if the dentist, did everything, did the informed consent, stopped the procedure when he thought she was at risk, etc. But, you know, we don't want these stories to happen. We don't want people going to a dentist and dying. And so I have some recommendations for you guys because, again, the dentist's office should be a very, very safe office. But the underlying theme to people dying at the dentist's office, when you look at all these various cases, even with kids, is we're not seeing stories where the dentist did something wrong and killed them. Although there, I think there was one case with the anesthesia. But many times it's they go for a routine procedure and die. So as a doctor, I go, what are these pre-existing conditions that are coming and making them so gosh darn vulnerable that they can't even tolerate a dental visit or a dental procedure? Because, I mean, mind you, if this woman needed 18 of her teeth pulled due to infection, this procedure had to be done. I mean, my guess is she had rotting teeth. I mean, and you know, we know that that puts people at risk for heart disease. That could put people into some very, especially with a diabetic. So my guess is this woman had a very unhealthy oral health picture that had to be addressed. So what do you do? My first recommendation is whenever you do see a doctor, talk to them about, am I healthy enough for a procedure? Many of you guys will not do your physicals. You won't check in with the heart doctor. You won't do your basic screening. And then all of a sudden, you get to have your knee replacement. So you're all excited, and then you run into the doctor going, clear me. And we're like, so you need us to write a medical clearance that you're safe to have the procedure and you're safe with anesthesia. Yeah, go ahead, write a letter, and then I got to leave in 5 minutes. And we're like, oh, hell to the no. Who's checked your heart? Who's done a stress test? Who's evaluated your lung issues? Who's done this? Who's done that? So I recommend that you all have your basic physicals. Now, mind you, Obamacare should pay for some basic physicals. I'm not sure if they'll cover EKGs and chest x-rays, et cetera, depending on your plan. But if you're over 40, I say get that done. And if you're a child that has a murmur, et cetera, I recommend that you take that child into a cardiologist and have a cardiologist take a look. I personally think every athlete should have a cardiologist take a look at their heart. I think we're really underutilizing cardiologists, and we got to come up with a way where it's less expensive to be able to at least get a decent cardiac exam. But, you're supposed to be able to go through a dental procedure. But keep in mind, if you couldn't go through a dental procedure, it makes you wonder what else you couldn't go through. Like, for example, some patients will say, I don't want to do a stress test because I don't want to get a heart attack in the middle of the stress test, so don't stress my heart. I'm like, well, are you planning on having sex this week? Well, yeah. Well, that's going to stress the heart. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? you. Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can email us with your questions as well, and we'll answer them at our earliest convenience, either on email or on air. Go to drdahlia.com in order to make that happen. I love your email questions, even if I make fun of you. Please don't let that stop you, okay, from emailing, because I really do like them. And come on, really, you can't handle a little bit of razzing with your email, like that one guy that wants to become a doctor so he becomes rich. Obviously, he never heard of Obamacare. Here's some medical news. Yellow fever outbreak. Remember, yellow fever outbreak was confined to Angola? It has now spread to neighboring Congo. This outbreak of yellow fever that started in December in Angola is spreading, with the number of cases of deaths in the Democratic Republic of the Congo rising. And individuals who have picked up the infection in Angola are showing up now in other countries. The World Health Organization already reports 151 cases of yellow fever and 21 deaths in Congo as of March 22nd, an expansion of the outbreak that has already sickened 450 and 225 people thus far, which has health officials around the world wondering if this is, okay, going to be another epidemic as well. According to Dr. Dwayne Gubler, a researcher at the World Health Organization and director of the Emergency Infectious Disease Program at Duke University National University of Singapore Graduate Medical School, says, you think SARS was bad? This would make it pale by comparison. Although case numbers in Angola have fallen, experts are sounding the alarm that the outbreak could get much worse if it spreads. A potentially larger issue is the World Health Organization that has already sent its complete entire vaccine reserve, so it says, to the country. Remember I said the reserves were depleted? Angolan officials asked the World Health Organization to send enough of the vaccine for the country's 7.2 million citizens. But the international organization stockpile has about 6 million doses, which, by the way, if there's going to be an outbreak, you may want to be the first country, because then hopefully you get all the vaccines. World Health Organization officials were speaking positively about the effects of vaccination. We do have a yellow fever vaccine, and it's supposed to be pretty efficacious. But they have asked leaders in Angola to pause the widespread vaccination until the stockpile could be replenished. About 5.4 million Angolan citizens have already received the vaccine. So you have a very effective vaccine campaign. We have a vaccine ready to go. Okay? We know where to give the vaccine. We just don't have enough of it. And this is, Yeah, and this is the cluster that keeps happening. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, this is my buddy Tom. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
I'm fortunate I get to talk to you twice in one week.
Absolutely. We'll always take your call. What's going on, Tom?
I have a quick comment and a question for you. I wanted to comment on what you said about taking personal responsibility when dealing with healthcare professionals. That was a really good point to bring up. I just wanted to add that also when you're dealing with your pharmacist, I've worked cases before where, and it happens more than you would want to think, pharmacists have adulterated medications, especially the opioids, and you want to be careful, especially when getting capsule forms of that type of medication. In fact, I always like to see the original bottle. You know, they're going to take it out most of the time of the original bottle and put it in a new bottle, the amber bottle, and put their own information on there. So you don't know necessarily, and I've caught pharmacists doing this as well, taking expired medication, putting it in the amber bottle, printing the label out, and putting in the expiration date on it. Happens,
wow,
again, more than you would like to think.
And you've seen this, Tom, sorry to interrupt, Tom, and you've seen this because of your law enforcement background, or you've seen this from a personal level?
Both.
Wow.
Because of my law enforcement background and seeing it there, I've carried over into my personal life, and I've caught them still doing it. And it's something that people should be aware of. As well as this, speaking of the opiate-type medications and other types, you know, I wanted to say this. The war on drugs is just that. It's a war. And war is business. It's a big business. It's not the humanitarian effort that you're led to believe, trying to save lives. For instance, and I'm sure you know this, Doc, well over 90% of the so-called terrible deaths from heroin overdoses are not that at all. They're from mixing medications.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the war on drugs doesn't tell people, if they're really interested in saving lives, they would make it number one mission to let people know that when you mix drugs, you're not just getting an additive effect. You're getting
a synergistic
effect,
right,
if you will. And that's what's killing people, because you're shutting down multiple areas of your brain, and it's real easy to overdose that way. It's relatively not easy to overdose on just heroin alone, especially if you're getting a dose that you know is pure and you know what dosage it is. You're not getting pure heroin on the street. You're getting poison on the street. And that, again, is what's killing a lot of people. And you don't hear the media telling folks this. You hear about crack babies and terrible heroin tragedies, and it's just made up to be a terrible monster, which, in fact, it really is not. You also don't hear about the dangers of the large doses of Tylenol that are included with a lot of these opiate medications.
Exactly.
And, again, destroy your liver. And my question was this, and I'll wrap up. I was hoping that maybe you would consider doing an entire show on the problems with the war on drugs. And full disclosure, I fully support LEAP. It's an acronym for the organization of law enforcement that support they're against prohibition. Law enforcement against prohibition. That's where the name comes from, LEAP. Mm-hmm. And you can get a lot of information on their website. And again, I was hoping that maybe you could do a show talking about the things that you don't hear from the government relative to drug abuse.
Right. No, I think you're 1,000% correct. You know, we come up with the number one drug that they were taking or that they were injecting. And, you know, I brought this up with Heath Ledger's death. We have no idea if it was an Ambien he took or a Valium he took or a Lortab he might have taken. You know, we're under the impression that when Heath Ledger died, it was maybe one or two main things. And it could have been a conglomerate, a mixture of these all. And to overdose, you don't have to overdose on high quantities. A normally dosed quantity could be enough to overdose you if that was just too much for your body to take. And synergistically, you had alcohol on board or Valium on board or Ambien on board. So, Tom, you're 1,000% correct. And absolutely, I would love to. I could spend a whole month talking about, you know, all the things that the government's covering up. But I think that's a great idea, Tom. I appreciate your suggestion.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Always a pleasure.
No problem. No problem. All right, 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. So to wrap up this with yellow fever is very similar to its spread, just like Zika. All right, the mosquito, one of the main mosquitoes that spreads this yellow fever that we're now starting to see an outbreak in Africa with, is the Aedes aegypti mosquito, the same one. All right, yellow fever also has fever, headache, muscle pain, nausea, vomiting. Symptoms could go away. However, there is a toxic phase that unfortunately could kill somebody. Half of the patients that get the quote-unquote toxic phase will die within 2 weeks. So here's another virus where we need to get our acts together and we need to be on top of it. And we sure the heck should have a decent supply. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another study suggests brain damage in ex-NFL players, but this one is frightening. They said 40% of ex-NFL players were found in this small study to already have brain white matter damage and signs of early chronic traumatic encephalopathy. They looked at 40 former NFL players aging 36 years old on average, and they found that many of them had problems following through on goals. More than 2 out of 5 had issues with learning, memory, attention problems. We got some major issues still with football that we haven't even touched the surface on. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hang me down, hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down,
hang me down.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com. Or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters. For the love of clean water.